You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 29th. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show, where every week we pick a different theme, depending on the weather and the time of year. Abby, what's this Friday?
Baseball.
Correct. Abby and I have been talking about baseball for the last 20 minutes. What else is this Friday?
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. It's the annual Halloween show. I should have gotten a Halloween soundboard. I'll come back with a Halloween soundboard. It's the annual Halloween special on Sky's the Limit.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Curated by...
We made
by
it. Skylar.
What do you mean we made it? It's been
I'm
two
saying we,
months.
No. I mean we made it around to make it annual. Only really annual with this show.
I see. Oh, yeah, that's true. Curated by our resident Halloween expert, Abby.
Yes,
that's
I enjoy
it.
Halloween.
And then what else do you have to say? I have nothing to say about this playlist.
Well, strap in, everybody. As I just said to Skylar, we're just going to play Thriller 13 times.
I got the soundboard going. You can't hear that, but I just did a door creak closing sound effect, and I apologize. That was so loud. Keep going with Thriller 13 times.
No. So why I'm saying that is with this playlist, I have a group of songs that I consider Halloween songs for this year, and we can talk about them as we go through, as we normally do. But I didn't want to just focus on the greats, although I like the greats, you know, the typical, you've got Thriller and Monster Mash and Werewolves of London and so forth. But I wanted to present some different songs that maybe you like but didn't think of as a Halloween song, or maybe something to get to add to your own Halloween playlist and maybe become future classics for you. We've got quite a few new songs, too, of things that like have just come out recently. So that's also exciting.
Beautiful. We'll kick it off here with John Cougar Mellencamp, Rain on the Scarecrow.
Crosses planted in the cold ash yard. 97 families who lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors and my name. It's enough to feel like dying, like asking for in the rain. Rain on the death row, blood on the plow. This land for the nation, hey, this land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry, there's just memories for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land fed a nation, this land made me so proud. Son, I'm just sorry, there's memories for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
Mama is a werewolf with long sharp teeth. I'm up all night when the world should sleep. I curse the darkness when it's killing time. I got a river of fear running through my mind. When the moon shines through those parting clouds, I hear the cold and I howl out loud. I stalk the streets where the shadows lie, and I pray to God that that sun will rise. But that sun don't always rise. If my good intentions go running wild, if I cause you pain, my own sweet child, won't you promise me you'll be the one? My silver bullet. I'm reborn. My body aches and my soul is torn. I search the void for any clue, and I feel ashamed for what I put you through. This curse, a gift from my father's kin. They fought the beast I feel within. But we don't talk about it and we don't call its name. We just carry on, hope a little change, but we know it'll never change. If my good intentions go running wild, if I cause it pain, my own sweet child, won't you promise me you'll be the one? My silver bullet.
Carlisle there, Mama Werewolf, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Halloween special curated by our resident Halloween lover, Abby, and experienced by our resident Halloween neutraler, Skylar.
Thank you, Skylar. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So there we go. Two songs right off the bat that probably aren't on your typical Halloween playlist, but these are both from albums that I really love and listen to all the time. You should listen to Scarecrow by John Cougar Mellencamp if you haven't listened to it before. But I don't know. I thought of Rain on the Scarecrow as a Halloween song with sort of the, you know, the spooky visuals it creates in terms of both the actual story being told and then, you know, blood being mentioned.
Yeah.
And then Mama Werewolf I thought of because people like to play songs that have some sort of monster theme on their Halloween playlist typically, mm-hmm. right? Like a good example is when people put Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh. In your head.
Which, you know, is not really about zombies, but that's okay. So I thought the same thing is kind of happening here where Brandy's, you know, making a bit of an allegory about being a werewolf. And I thought, oh, yeah, this is a good Halloween playlist edition. So and even mentions the silver bullet in the gun right back to the like OG werewolf universal monster, like in original werewolf stories. So
that's true.
Yeah. So those were some two probably eclectic picks, but I was happy to include them.
I'm going to argue for Zombie by the Cranberries being on Halloween playlist, only because isn't the colonization of Ireland the scariest thing?
Oh, it is scary, and that's what I'm saying. I did not say it shouldn't be on the Halloween playlist, but I mean,
I think
a lot of people don't know what that song means, period.
Oh, yeah.
And then go, oh, this song about zombies. And it's like, yeah, it's a scary song. Is it about zombies? I mean, maybe if you think about it that way. But it's just funny. It's like putting, you know, I think we mentioned this last year, like putting Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen on a Christmas playlist.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
Let's do some critical thinking, everyone. Everyone's favorite thing, critical thinking. I don't know. You have anything to say about these next two?
Well, these are both new. So we have a song coming up by The Last Dinner Party. They have a new album out called From the Pyre. And then Florence and the Machine has a new album coming out. And there's a single that she put out that I think is very fitting for Halloween. And so we have those coming up and we can talk about them more after.
Beautiful. The Last Dinner Party here. This is The Killer speaking.
Beyond a fry up and my spit upon your ship. And if I'd asked for how you'd answered, I'd have gone and seen my father down at Brompton Cemetery. I hope your back is healing from that good old flaying and your could still stay with me. Worth with my pride been through the lapel. Don't look.
And the machine there, everybody scream. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Halloween special. Getting a little spooky here today with some Florence and the Machine.
What do you think of those two, Skylar?
Well,
two
I haven't listened to the Last Dinner Party album, but I really liked that track, so now I'm going to give it a listen. I've listened to the Florence and the Machine one. It's fine. Like, it's good. I like it. It's just not my cup of tea necessarily. Yeah. I think it is good. But
I'm interested to see where the album goes, because I think that was an interesting song to release as a single.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of how, like, theatrical it is. And I think it fits perfectly on this Halloween playlist with the literal screaming.
Oh, but, 100%. Yeah. I think that those last two songs went very well together. Mm-hmm. They're just not songs that I would listen to outside right. of the Halloween
season.
Season. And I don't also listen to Halloween music during the Halloween season.
Your Halloween bah humbug.
I'm not bah humbug. I just don't really care.
Well, hold on. Hold on. I have a special surprise coming up this for you
is,
next.
This is very true. Abby is treating
It's a Skylar James crossover episode for Halloween.
Abby is treating me today. I feel special.
Yes, because we have... Yeah, I think we go into it and then we can talk about the other song after these two end.
Oh, you just want to go right into it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Are you not? Everybody's on the edge of their seat now.
I'm very excited. Elliot Brood here. Say Halloween. Oh, monsieur, oui.
Say Halloween, say Halloween, hey! Say Halloween, say Halloween. On Halloween, tu peux être ce que tu veux.
Such losers.
I have never seen submission embodied half so well as in the feeble competition between men with souls to sell. And I've never seen a guard dog with less fearsome of a bite than with its tail between its legs found at the rich man's side. Look at him, he's sweating from the climb, office worker, soldier, CEO. He's bleeding and he's blind, and I have never seen a creature more pitiful than him. He drinks power like salt water, all because he cannot swim. Mouths open, serving, serve a higher path. They told him it's a staircase, it's a tap. Full circle, wagging tails, wearing a collar. Poor madman, that's what happens when you
Paloma there with Good Boy, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Halloween special. Before that, we heard Say Halloween, the Elliot Brood version. We played Elliot Brood on last year's Halloween show.
We did. Their cover of Ghostbusters,
their banjo-infused
yeah. Ghostbusters.
Yep.
I said to Skylar about this cover of Say Halloween by Elliot Brood is, not only is this a funny crossover episode of like Canadian music, but also they just took it so seriously.
So seriously.
That's what I liked about the Ghostbusters cover too. Like, they didn't just do a silly cover. They said, we are covering this song.
And it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
That is my favorite version of Say Halloween. I hope that Canadian children everywhere get to listen to that version in their Elliot French Brood class. Instead of like the weird like children's choir version that I listened to off of YouTube in my French classes growing
yeah
up.
And the audio is like so crunchy,
so compressed,
because the video was uploaded in like 2004 or whenever YouTube started, Skylar?
2005.
Okay, so maybe it was uploaded late, in 2005,
maybe late 2004. But what was I saying?
You hope that children get to listen to that version.
Yeah, no, I was going to make a joke that the version that I listened to was probably like 4 bits.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm fact-checking myself. When did YouTube start? I'm trying to, 2005, I was correct.
There we go,
February 14th, 2005. Happy Valentine's Day. I have a fall resolution. Wait, maybe it's my Sky's the Limit season 2 resolution is to stop spreading misinformation on the air.
Is that possible?
I'm defying stereotypes right now. Right now. You saw me live on the FaceTime.
And you were right from the start.
That's true. Anyways, thank you for playing Say Halloween.
Of course.
Really warmed my heart.
Say and then,
sorry, I'll stop.
It's okay. No, I was just going to say, and then following, we kind of have a complete switch up. Another new song. I wanted to give the people a bit of whiplash with Emma Thompson speaking at the beginning there. I hope everyone could hear that. Another new song. This one's by Paris Paloma, as Skylar said. And it's not really a Halloween song. in the lyrics, but if you look at the album artwork for this single, it's pretty spooky, and I also recommend that everyone go watch the music video because it's very well done, I think, and I'm excited to see what comes out on this album. But it is a bit scary, as we kind of got into in Zombie, because the song is about capitalism.
What?
And the patriarchy.
What?
Which I don't know about you, Skylar, but those things are a little bit spooky.
No,
so.
No, they're not scary to me. Those are two things that I notoriously love, and you can put that
well,
on record.
Well, and I think Paris made it pretty clear in her song that that she's all for those,
yeah,
and they're working really well. You know, the lyric is, they told you it's a staircase, but it's a tower, which could only mean good things for,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm climbing the tower.
All the good boys out there working really hard.
Yeah.
In the system.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check out that video because it's very cool. And cool is bringing it down a bit. It's very well done.
Paris Paloma pulls herself up by her bootstraps. we need to move on. We need to do a Halloween special. And maybe we can do it in like March or something. We need to do like a Halloween special that's just like songs about things that we find scary.
Yeah.
And March is like a really scary month.
Is there a song about like disorganized noise? Because that's
we can just play noise music.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do it in February because that is the scariest month, I think.
Yeah,
February is the scariest month. And yeah, just songs about things that we find scary. I gotta find a song about falling and cracking your head open.
Oh, stairs for me. Every single time I go up or down a staircase, I'm terrified that this is the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note.
Anyways, do you have anything
well,
to say
I guess
about
the staircase. It's right in this song, so maybe I'll just play this one again.
Okay.
But next, we're going into a bit of a Halloween CanCon run, which I'm very excited about.
Okay.
We did have Elliot Brood, but the next four songs are Canadian bands. And I guess, yeah, let's go into it, and then we can talk about the next two a bit after.
The real horror are CanCon requirements. Crowned Lands here, The Witching Hour.
By evil eyes, commanded by hallowed above, soon to be overruled. Leaves that fall in autumn's gaze, carried by howling winds, across a fleeting sunset grove. The wicked ones who own the night, silver wings as she takes flight.
buy it, and way behind, and willing to make a deal. When it came across this young man picking a guitar and playing it hot, the devil jumped up on a hickory stump, said, boy, let me tell you what. Well, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a guitar player too. And if you care to take this dare, I'll make a bet with you. You're a pretty good strummer, boy, but give the devil his due. I'll bet a guitar of gold against your soul that says I'm better than you. But the boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret I'm the best that's ever been. Start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he tuned his axe down low. And he pulled that pick across the strings, and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons all joined in, and it sounded just like this.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia, the Nickelback cover of The Devil Went Down to Georgia, featuring Dave Martone. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Halloween special. What do you have to say for yourself?
All I have to say to all of you out there is I bet you didn't see that coming.
What, the psychedelic rock Crownland song into...
Oh, no, that's... No, not that. That's... I think we could have expected that from
me. No, but I meant into the Nickelback.
Oh, into... Yeah, into... Yeah. Hey, don't I know this song? Yeah, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Oh, my gosh, good Halloween choice. Wait, yeah. Is that Chad Kroeger singing The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Speaking of a playlist of things that we're afraid of, a playlist of purely Chad Kroeger. Could yeah. be on there. Ugh, I
so,
don't know.
Yeah, speed run of those two. Crownlands, I've known about them for a couple years. I read about them in Exclaim. They're a pretty cool group if you're interested in that kind of rock. They have a fair amount of music out, and they are from Oshawa. And I think that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
And yeah, then I wanted to add The Devil Went Down to Georgia because I didn't play it last year, and I looked it up and saw, wait a second, is that what I think it is? And so now we have a CanCon cover, and I agree with Skylar's point of I thought it was scary in a few different ways.
Yeah,
and that's why we should add it.
Exactly. We're gonna continue on with some more rock now, because you know that Abby brings the rock whenever yes. you make a playlist.
Yes, I added this song because I read a Reddit thread about Canadian rock, and someone said, did we all forget about Odds? And I said, oh yeah, good band to add a Halloween song. So there
Abby
we go.
Didn't forget about Odds. Odds here, Eat My Brain.
Come on and eat my brain. Yeah, yeah.
Harlequin there with Superstitious Feeling, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Halloween special. That brings us to the end of this spooky eve.
Yes, there's another. Those are two CanCon songs you may have forgotten about, but I think make a great addition to any Halloween playlist.
Yeah, get some Canadian in your Halloween playlist. Doesn't have to be 3 hours of Thriller and Monster Mash. You can have a little bit of Odds and Harlequin in there.
Yeah, at least put in Somebody's Watching Me, because that's my other favorite Halloween song.
That's true.
But which I didn't repeat, because we played that last year. But speaking of repeat or repetition, this last song is the only song that is repeating from last year.
I was going to ask if we played this last year.
We did play it last year, but I'm giving it the airtime again because this is my all-time favorite Halloween song.
Wow. You've heard it, dear folks.
Do you remember what this song is from? Do you remember me talking about it last year?
Movie.
Yes, it is. It's from the live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's great. It's the best Halloween song. I look forward to Halloween every year so I can play it.
Wow. So when I come to your house for Halloween on Saturday, is it going to be Things That Bump in the Night for three hours?
It will be on the playlist. Okay. Oh, yes, actually, yeah. It's just this song all night.
Just repeating with baseball in the background.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly. So hope everyone has a fantastic spooky week and a fantastic Halloween weekend. I just got a notification that we're going to get absolutely dumped on with rain
tomorrow.
Into Saturday.
Oh, really?
In Kingston. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I hope everyone, you know, if you are going out for Halloween, has a raincoat friendly Halloween costume.
Everyone dressed up as Georgie.
Yeah. Yeah. And if not, stay dry, stay spooky. Any final words from you, Spookmaster?
Say Halloween.
Stay dry, stay spooky, say Halloween. We're going to finish off the show here tonight. We have All Stars, Things That Go Bump in the Night.
Beware of the fall. Stick to the path. Out come the creatures. A sponge in the
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality. And that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us.